Well, the fireworks have cooled off enough to pick them up, so don't just leave them there. Seattle summer has officially begun, all 8 weeks of it. Now, if you're new to this area, you might not have known that you ought to book your campsite months in advance, get the trail passes and stuff that you didn't do. Never fear, there are still great summer options for procrastinators. We are live tweeting this show, so let us know your idea for the Procrastinator's Guide to a Seattle Area Summer. What's an awesome thing to do around here? We're on Twitter at KUOW. You can call us 206-543-5869. That's 543-5869. Let's start with some ideas here. My first guest is Nick Jaron, producer and host of the Northwest Nerd podcast. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
It's already fun?
It's already fun.
Wow.
I haven't been to the studio before.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll love to have you here. What are some outdoorsy nerds? It's Northwest Nerd Podcast. So what are some outdoorsy nerd favorites?
Well, I'm going to already disappoint you because I didn't choose anything outdoorsy. Because
okay.
As a true Northwest nerd, I picked things where you can go inside to escape the heat of the summer.
That's kind of a thing. Like, do you force yourself outside, or can you just enjoy yourself inside and feel okay about it?
I run into this fairly often. I don't feel much pressure to force myself into a hike. There's already so many people doing that. I'm your other friend who, like, hey, you want to go inside to a dark room and play some pinball for a couple hours? Like, let's do that.
Pinball, by the way, there's a lot of bells and flippers in this town, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't travel that much lately, but pinball-wise, we're solid.
We're secretly a hotbed of pinball talent and pinball machines. Seattle and Portland are number one and number two in number of pinball machines for American cities. And we are also home to the number one and number three world champions of pinball.
Huh.
And there's so many places you can go down to Belltown. You can go to Shorty's. Which is kind of the original. There's
the
also
Mecca.
Jupiter,
yeah.
Just a couple blocks away, which I'm a huge, huge fan of. So much pinball. There's also Attaball up in Fremont. There's another Castle locations throughout the Sound, Marysville, Bremerton. They're all over the place. We secretly really love pinball and being inside around here.
We really do. Yeah. We are lousy with the pinballs. And I understand there are pin crawls. You just move progressive pinball.
My podcast partner loves pinball so much that he'll go on to it's called the Skillshot app. It's a group that has put together a pinball map of all of the places that you can find pinball, even if that's not the main attraction there, like a Full Tilt ice cream, for example. You might go in and get a funky flavor of ice cream, but then also run into four kind of rare and kind of new pinball machines as well.
On so, Rainier, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're all over the place, actually. They have a couple different locations.
Okay.
But we'll go down to Belltown or around the Queen Anne area and crawl all the way around there to like four or five different places sometimes. He loves putting together these pin crawls. And other things that you want to do
Other things.
Yeah. You could head up north from Seattle up to Everett and go to the Funko headquarters, which is really cool. Funko, I'm sure people have probably seen these, even if they haven't caught the bug yet and started collecting them. But they're the oversized head figurines with the perfectly circular little eyes on there.
Yeah.
They come in absolutely every fandom. You can get your Darth Maul. You can get your Chewbacca. But you can also get your Frodo from Lord of the Rings or anything like that. Like, if there's a TV show that you love, Firefly, for example, which isn't even on anymore, but people love it. You can get Funko Pops of those. And at the headquarters, it's kind of like a Willy Wonka, but for Funko Pop figurines. You can go in there. They have a Bat Cave, an ice cave from Star Wars set that you can go and check out as well. It's really cool. You can't miss the building from the outside. It's got these gigantic Funko Pop statues along the walls outside. It's amazing.
Okay, pinball, Funko, any other indoor suggestions, since that's your jam
any
today.
Other indoor suggestions? Let me I have one, actually, and this one requires a little bit more planning than the other two, because those two are kind of freeform. You can do them whenever. But there's a great playtesting group for indie tabletop and board games called Playtest Northwest. You can find all of their events on meetup.com to search for Playtest NW. And they do these throughout Seattle and in Bellingham, around Seattle, the Seattle greater area as well. But these are people who are developing board games, taking part in just the explosion of popularity that board games have had lately. And they're creating new ones. You got different types of card games. I've seen one where you can competitively grow a dwarf, like from Lord of the Rings. You competitively grow his beard. And that's the game. Whoever has the longest beard at the end wins. I can't remember.
Competitive beard growing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can play all kinds of funky, independent games like that and then give worthwhile feedback to these people as well so that they can improve these games. It's really cool.
I always struggle with competitive beard growing in my own life. This could be the second chance.
Personally.
Is that right? Yeah. This is Nick Jaran from the Northwest Nerd Podcast. And also here, because there's a lot of different ways to attack the Northwest in summertime, to go at it. We have from the Evergrey, this is the online publication and e-newsletter, the Evergrey. We have their storytelling producer, Anna Sophia Knauf, with us. Anna Sophia, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into, and you do have some outdoor recommendations, right?
I do, surprisingly.
You do? Okay, that's good. That's good. How do you feel on that question of pressure to get outdoors?
I think it's totally real. I feel like summer is Seattle's best and worst kept secret. In the rest of the year, it's kind of gray, but it's lovely. But in the summertime, I feel like everyone knows there's a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get to outdoor, what's an indoor thing we could look forward to?
Oh, indoor thing. Oh, no.
Yeah.
My personal favorite indoor activity is drinking iced tea in my backyard.
Yeah.
So
do you call that indoors or outdoors if you're just in your backyard?
Basically, it's like a cheat. It's like outdoors, yeah. but kind of cheating.
It's like car camping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no judge.
I love car camping. I went to San Manuel Sac this last weekend.
Perfect.
It was great. So outdoor recommendations now. Something called caboozing. I'm not familiar.
Caboozing. I'm glad I got to introduce you to this. So in college, as a UW student, I would go to the Water Activity Center on the waterfront behind the Husky Stadium and rent out a canoe with my friends. And we would take some six packs of beer and whatever else we're feeling that day.
Is that legal?
Get out in the water. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I'm not seeking the answer to that.
Fair enough.
I would rather not know.
Okay. So caboozing. What do you think, caboozing, Nick?
I think skirt the law, have some fun. It's summertime. Capture that youthful exuberance, you know?
If outdoor fun is so fun, why do people add alcohol to it? I feel like if there's a time for me, a moment to not drink, it would be when I'm in a boat or camping. Like, do you drink when you ski? Is it really necessary?
You probably just invented something new right there.
I mean, do you want the real answer? Do you want the answer for the kids? Because we're on broadcast right now.
You can be real with me.
I mean, put a little buzz on it and makes a little bit more fun. Pretty much anything.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
But don't drink too much that you fall out of your boat, because
definitely
that's not
that
fun.
Yes, agreed.
And wear a life jacket always.
Yes. Any other outdoorsy recommendations?
Definitely. I'm a big fan of going to the Beacon Hill Food Forest. I live about a block and a half from it. It's basically a big park right underneath Jefferson Park where lots of edible food, including blueberries, apples, pears, tomatoes, zucchini, all kinds of stuff is grown. And it's free to the public. It's a really fun place.
It's free to the public because you're stealing it?
No,
oh,
not
good.
Stealing it. I know, I've already talked about illegal stuff already, but...
Good, good.
Possibly illegal.
Uh-huh.
But I believe it's free to the public to use. Right above its pea patches, not free to the public.
Yep.
But you can go in, nom on some berries or take some things to go, and then you can wander up to Jefferson Park and head to the playground or the skate park up there.
Okay, Beacon Hill Food Forest. Anything outside the city?
Outside the city? My favorite, it's not really hidden, but up on the peninsula near the Ho Rainforest, you can head out to Bogachiel Campground. It's also the Bogachiel Rainforest. It's right along a really beautiful river that's like pleasantly warm in the summer.
Hmm.
Really fun to go jump in and swim around, and it's also really close to the fun beaches out there. It's a great spot.
Bogachiel,
B-O-G-A-C-H-I-E-L,
State Park on the peninsula.
So, yeah.
Okay, and then finally, any overall summer advice to newcomers? We have a lot of newcomers here. What do you want to say about summer?
I think summer is a great time to explore Seattle because people are super stoked for life because it's sunny. And even if they're sweaty, which I'm not a fan of, they're really excited to be out there. So it's a great time to explore the city. We have all kinds of cool events happening. Right in the middle of the city, we have a cool dance series called Dancing Till Dusk that has free dance lessons. There's swing dance, tango, and more. And there's also outdoor movies, which is just a fun way to get involved with the community. If you're feeling lonely, even if you're going by yourself, it's like a nice way to not feel alone.
Yeah.
So catch a movie under the stars. I think there's Black Panther and Jurassic Park coming up, just to name a couple.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Black Panther, Jurassic Park. Nick, what's your overall advice for a newcomer for a Seattle summer? What do you want? One thing that I should keep in mind if I'm new.
If you're new to this city, I think that this city is built in such a wonderful way that we have these urban villages throughout, where I think that if you really want to get to know the city, get to know your neighborhood first. Find that stretch in your neighborhood. There's one in almost every neighborhood in Seattle that has those restaurants and those cafes, and go there first. And then make some friends, make some connections, even to the people who work there, become a regular. Ask them what they like to do in the city and explore it that way. I think that if you go from neighborhood to neighborhood and explore it in that way, you end up with a much more organic and holistic view of the city than when you just ask somebody who you don't know, like, hey, what should I check out? And they'll say, oh, just go to Seattle Center. There's tons of stuff there, which there is. There's a Marvel exhibit at MoPOP right now, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get a lot of those stock answers. And those stock things in general are going to be there anytime. Take the time early on, if you're a newcomer, to get to know your neighborhood, be local, become a person in your community, and then branch out from there. It's so amazing. I live in the Central District. I've been there for about 5 years, and I'm so glad that I did it that way because I feel like I'm part of that community now.
I like that. Become a neighborhood regular. Charlotte Spang is here, too, from the Seattle Aquarium. You run the Beach Naturalist Program. Charlotte, welcome.
I do. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
What would you say? What's your take on for a newcomer, Seattle summer? What to bear in mind?
Well, I really agree with that neighborhood focus. When I was thinking about this earlier, I thought, yes, in the summer, I love being in my neighborhood. Get to know your neighbors. The rest of the year is kind of rainy and gloomy. We don't even really see the people we live next to.
Right.
And then in the summer, everybody has a smile. Everyone's really friendly. Everybody comes out. So it's a great opportunity to get to know your neighbors.
Because they will ignore you in 6 months.
They will definitely ignore you in 6 months. That's famous Seattle freeze, yeah. Right?
Fight the freeze.
Yes,
fight the freeze.
So in the summer, that's a great opportunity to get to know your neighbors. And
so as I say, you run the Beach Naturalist Program at Seattle Aquarium. What would I find at the beach in the summer I might not know about?
Yeah, so not only we can meet our human neighbors, but we can meet our animal neighbors by going out to the beaches in the summer. We have over 240 volunteers who are stationed at 12 different beaches on low tides. And I was just looking over what we saw at our last beach days, our good low tides in June, and we saw octopus on almost every beach, so live octopus.
You see octopus at low tide?
We do. I can't guarantee that you'll see them every time, but there's a good chance you'll see them. Also, all the amazing crabs that we enjoy in our area, as well as clams, all the little cool things that you never see. You'll learn about how amazing a barnacle is. Like, really, that's one of my favorite critters on the beach is the lowly barnacle.
What's so great about the barnacle? Does it cut you?
The barnacle is what?
Is it that it cuts you?
No.
What's great?
So, it builds its own house. So it starts out its life as this tiny little thing floating in the water. And then it senses a good place where it's going to land. So it can sense, smell, lick, taste, whatever, a place where other barnacles live. And then it shoots out this glue. And then it permanently secures itself to that place. And it will be there forever.
Yeah.
So their glue is so strong, scientists are still trying to figure out what makes it so strong. Like, if we could figure it out, we could conquer lots of problems if we knew about barnacle glue.
Charlotte Spang, even more impressed with barnacles than with octopi.
Yes,
yeah.
I am. Yeah. They're amazing. And then they live their whole lives with their heads glued to the rock, and they eat with their feet, these things called cirri. They can open the door to their house when the time to eat is appropriate, and then they bring everything into their mouth with these frilly little feet. If you ever get a chance to go to the beach you'll see some barnacles underwater. You can hear them if it's really quiet. You can hear them feeding. And if you look, you can see their little feathers. Yes.
That's
you'll hear this
terrifying
little like crackle, crackle, crackle sound. Huh. It's super cool. So yeah, we share our shores with these amazing animals, even things like barnacles, which we just step over and don't really know. But they're like super important for our local ecosystem.
Anna Sophia and Nick, the barnacle wasn't even on either of your lists.
I know, I feel some shame now.
You left it off.
I'm sorry.
Indeed.
From the Northwest Nerd Podcast, I'm so sorry that I left off the barnacle. It sounds amazing. I also didn't know that their head is what is glued to it and they eat with their feet because I'm used to walking upright. And what a human-centric way to look at the world.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Already expanding my mind. I got to go to the aquarium.
It's not about you,
Nick.
You
do have to come to the aquarium and then come meet us out at the beach, too. So we have, we'll show you lots of cool things. So cool.
Beyond aquarium, you do more than aquarium. What are some other ways people can get into the water within city limits?
Well, so, as we were talking about our neighborhoods, I live in the North End. And so one of my favorite places to go is the locks. You're not necessarily in the water unless you're passing through the locks. But we have volunteer naturalist station there, too, talking about the salmon run. So you can see salmon. You can see boats. If you like engineering, you can think about how amazing this structure is that's been built and all the rerouting that happened in order to get ships to come through that area. There are bands that play in the park. We were there for our training recently for volunteers, and it was on a Wednesday, and it was a ukulele band, and it's just a meetup for ukulele players. Mm. And how happy, I mean, nobody can listen to a ukulele and not feel super happy. So,
right. Yeah. Much like the banjo. And the barnacle is also on the list for me.
Yes.
Okay. What have we left off? What do you want to tell our listeners? Maybe some of them are new here. New or otherwise, what else do you want to say about summertime in the Seattle? Do you have a story to tell?
There's also a lot of great stuff just a road trip away, and even just after summer as well. Like coming up in September, there's both Rose City Comic Con and Renton City Comic Con, which is even closer to Seattle.
What's Rose City?
Rose City is down in Portland.
Oh, Rose.
Yeah,
yes,
Rose.
Portland.
Yeah,
got
Rose
it.
City Comic Con down in Portland. And that's happening the first 2 weeks of September, I believe. But there's so many different conventions and stuff like that. If you're really into the nerdy stuff like me, I would say if you're new here, go check out the Northwest Nerd Alert group on Facebook, because we post so many different events on there.
What is nerdy about you? What does the nerd part mean?
The nerdy part about me or about the podcast?
Well, both. I mean, what? Because nerd has shifted a lot. I'm old, and like nerd was not a compliment when I was a kid. But now it's like you're a soccer nerd. You're everything, you know, kind of. Just nerd is like nerd equals love.
In particular, I'm a comic book movie, sci-fi, both TV movie and book nerd. I'm an NBA nerd as well.
NBA nerd?
Yeah. I got way too excited about the salary cap machinations that were happening this week as free agency opened up. Just don't get me started. We'll need another hour for that one.
I feel like it means enthusiast at this point, right?
It means enthusiast.
It does, yeah.
It's true.
We've reclaimed it.
Yeah, I'm a barnacle nerd.
You're a barnacle nerd. What are you a nerd about, Anna Sophia?
Oh, no. About, I don't know, being like in my neighborhood coffee shop. I feel like a coffee shop nerd.
Really?
That, like, I'm an enthusiast about going to local spots.
Is it about, you're a nerd about the actual coffee and like the provenance and the terroir?
I wish. I'm not that cool.
Okay.
No, I'm more of like the atmosphere, the welcoming nature of coffee shops, because I think that's an important part of our neighborhood, like character and integrity.
I see.
Yeah, and I think the whole nerdy thing, right? So I said joke that I'm a barnacle nerd, and I think it's just this community of people who are excited about something, and we share an interest and are excited to learn more and meet others. And so I think it's about the adventure of learning together and expressing that joy together.
On Twitter, Melissa says, for live music, she goes to the U Village on Wednesday and Thursdays at the Olympic Sculpture Park and Sundays at the Locks for live music. Melissa has a whole plan.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Melissa.
Also at the Sculpture Park, there's a beautiful little beach there, which is the only place that I know of in downtown Seattle where you can actually dip your toes in the sound. So after you finish listening to music there, go on down to the Pocket Beach. And sometimes we have our volunteers there, too. So
there's also the Chamber Orchestra. They're doing music outside all summer. They're in Columbia City, in downtown, and also at Volunteer Park throughout the week. Another cool place to do that.
And you're into the rooftop cocktail party, I understand.
Ideally, I would be. I'm not that, again, not that cool.
I see.
But I think Frolic in downtown, I believe, and I think The Nest and a couple of other spots are doing movie screenings up there. So it could be a fun way to take a break from work after 9-to-5 grind and kick back.
And once again, cocktails come into it for Anna Sophia.
Hey, that's...
It's a summer thing.
It's a summer thing. Summer.
If you did want to take a pretty and kind of long drive, out in Spokane in August, there's a KuroNikoCon going on, and it's a anime and manga-focused convention out in Spokane, but it's very cosplay heavy, which is a costume play for people who aren't as deep into the nerddom as I am. Mm. Basically, people who are so enthusiastic about characters and stories that they want to dress up as closely as they can to be these characters. But what they do at KuroNikoCon is especially cool, because they'll have a cosplay contest to see which the best costumes are in different categories, but also cosplay Linksit battle and cosplay chess, which... There's a video
life
on YouTube
size.
Right now that I can tweet at you later, but It's human people on a chessboard, each of them dressed as a different cosplay character. So it might be somebody from Overwatch going against somebody else from Star Trek or something. And
can you mix and match them, or do you have to have an entire side full of like Harry Potter? You've got to be consistent.
That would be even more difficult to put together.
That would be hard to put together.
It's all mismatched. Okay, so you can have a bunch of different kind of characters, and then you have captains on each side who are directing them, and then they will... Once two figures on the board collide, they play fight each other. So you might have a situation where one character literally brings a knife to a gunfight because they're just from different stories.
Right. Barnacle versus octopus, possibly, on the chessboard. Who knows?
We have costumes for barnacles, too. It's the aquarium.
See, you thought I was kidding.
We've dressed up as barnacles.
Barnacle cosplay at the aquarium. And that was Charlotte Spang telling you about that. Anna Sophia Knauf is with the Evergrey, and Nick Jarin is from the Northwest Nerd Podcast. And they're giving you some ideas about how to have a great summer, whether you're brand new here, whether you're a long-timer. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Happy official summer.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Same to you.
It's The Record on KUOW.